It's 8:55 and 35 degrees right now outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check in on the commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden with AgriView and what Ellen tells me was snow-free Morton, Illinois yesterday. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, looking at the markets so far today, looking fairly flat so far since that 8:30 reopen.
Yeah, it sure is. And I thought the market overnight kind of shrugged off news that the Shanghai stock market was down 6%. I mean, how many times have we talked about China demand is going to be just falling apart given their economic reality of softer markets? But that was not the case overnight. Ahead of these Ag Forum reports that are just starting to come out, USDA's Ag Forum is really kind of an important report in that this two-day meeting focuses on looking ahead both at 2016 crop but also the next several years after that. They did project corn acres up about 2 million to 90 million planted acres, which is, I think, in the trade's wheelhouse right now. The corn market's down about a penny to a penny and three quarters, with March corn at 358 and a half, down a penny and a quarter. D's at 382 and a half, also a penny and a quarter lower. On the bean side, the trade was looking for a slight increase in bean acres. USDA's Ag Forum came out with just a slight decrease in projected bean acres. Still, the bean market's just kind of struggling around the unchanged mark, with March beans, however, a penny and a quarter lower at 866 and a quarter. November at 882, down three quarters. We do go have first notice day on Monday on these March grains. Right now, it looks like with the basis falling apart, there may be some deliveries, although I would not expect many. On the wheat side of things, projected acres were down considerably, down 3.6 million acres from a year ago. This is all wheat acres to 51 million acres. The soft red winter wheat belt looks like it got a lot of rain, maybe some flooding there. It's propped up the wheat price just slightly on the soft red. March is up a penny at 443 and three quarters. D's 488 is unchanged. The livestock market's been an interesting market with a big surge in the cutout values, up about $6 so far this week. Has supported the front month, the cattle. We've got a lot of resistance in the Feb cattle as it goes off at 138. It goes off on Monday at noon. We're trading at 137.22. It's up about a quarter. April's also 22 higher. The feeder cattle market's been strong, trying to take off. Hog market's a little on the weak side. Keep watching this dollar. We're up again. We're up about 8-9 cents this morning. It's going to be a key factor here. Crude market's down about 45. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that report here on this Thursday morning. Let's take a look at weather here locally. Certainly a much quieter day today. Cloudy skies at a high of 35 degrees. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, the low 22 degrees, partly sunny for the day tomorrow, and a high of 37 degrees, west winds around 10 miles per hour. Bit of a warm-up this weekend, not as drastic as we had last week, but still pretty nice. Sunny skies on Saturday, a high of 49 degrees, partly sunny for Sunday, and a high of 59 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. Right now, 35 degrees in Urbana at 9 o'clock.